More than a dozen ambulances are waiting. It's the same story at the Ipswich Hospital. At some stages this afternoon at the Prince Charles Hospital, there was more than half a dozen waiting. Here at the RBWH, I counted at least 10 ambulances in the waiting bay. Now, the Health Minister's office, Melissa, has been made aware of this situation. David Crisafulli, the opposition leader, just today went on the attack, accusing the government of being in the midst of a health crisis. But Melissa, it's worth noting that the Queensland Ambulance Service has said that this afternoon is an unusually busy afternoon, but waiting 3 hours to drop patients off certainly is not standard procedure. Melissa, it will be very interesting to see how the government responds to this tomorrow, because there simply is no easy answer.
There isn't, is there, Peter? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can explain why we saw a 40% jump in code ones. And I've seen that as I've travelled around the state sometimes. I'll walk into an ambulance service and they'll say, we had a 30% increase in code ones yesterday. Can't tell you why. We just had a lot of heart attacks and chest pains and trouble, you know, breathing, respiratory issues. Sometimes you can't explain why those things happen, but unfortunately they
do. Do you have any theories or any ideas as to what could have been that exacerbating?
No, we don't have that information yet. But what I do know, and I'm hearing some interjections on the side, is that vaccines actually help people stay out of hospital, not put them in hospital.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God, stop fucking lying.